You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
So, ready for the essential movies?
Yeah. What are we on, number 125?
123.
124? 123. Wow. We recorded, what, 5 last time around?
Yeah, we got, what did we do here? Let's see. Toxic Avenger, Purple Rain, The Land Before Time, Spaceballs, Revenge of the Nerds.
Toxic Avenger was better than this movie.
And I haven't even seen Toxic Avenger.
Because, it was a mockery.
Okay.
But intentional.
But you would have me watch Toxic Avenger before you'd have me watch Temple of Doom.
If I had to force you to watch one of those two movies.
Yeah. I have a choice. I've got to watch one of those two. And you're like, dude.
Okay, I would say Toxic Avenger because you know that it's supposed to be a mockery.
Okay.
You're going to go into it with those eyes.
Wherein with Temple of Doom.
That it's sarcasm.
Yeah,
with Temple of Doom, you're expecting adventure and action and
right. And
intensity, and you've got shit.
You got shit. You know, and I think I just screwed myself because now if I'm planning to use this discussion as part of our podcast, you know, I mentioned all the essential movies that we already recorded, but people aren't going to be able to listen to those for quite some time. Because, you know, we're going to pace them out. You know, we have all those recorded, but we're going to, you know, space them out and post them at, you know, regular intervals. So it could be a while before somebody hears, you know, Toxic Avenger was close to where we're at now. I mean, I just posted Coming to America. Highlander's already edited. So Toxic Avenger's right after that. So they'll get to hear that. The other ones I mentioned though will take some time for people to get to. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Screw it. You know, that'll get everybody continuing to listen. Mm-hmm. So let's do this. Let's get into the next one.
Okay.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai!
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 Hey, where's the meat?
I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I.
Joe! Ex to each other. And party on, dudes!
Hello, this is Banzai Retro Club, and thank you, listener, for joining and being part of the club. We are going to continue our essential 80s movies list that has been put out by RottenTomatoes.com. I've got Scott online. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, everybody. Doing great.
And so we have gotten through the list. We're actually, you know, it started at number 140. We are now at 123. And the movie we're talking about is Willow from 1988. So this is Warwick Davis, Val Kilmer. It's essentially It's a Ron Howard flick. That's all I really got.
To save his world, he needs a hero.
I am the greatest swordsman that ever lived.
Instead, he's got a reckless warrior. Ah! After them! And it's all downhill from there. From George Lucas and Ron Howard.
You are great.
Willow, rated PG.
I know I've seen this way back when. I remember I like Warwick Davis as an actor, and Val Kilmer I like as an actor. But I remember almost nothing about this movie. I have absolutely no details whatsoever. Whereas when we recorded like Coming to America, I had some vague recollection of the movie, but I have almost nothing on Willow. I wish I did, because I know I've seen it. I know I have. But nothing has stayed with me since I watched it. And this would have been in my wheelhouse, because I was a Dungeons & Dragons guy, you know, and I liked fantasy adventure type things. I mean, I was big into Tolkien. I loved the Hobbit book and Lord of the Rings. I got into, you know, digging the whole medieval thing. I had, you know, that kind of nerdy, geeky connection going on. So at this time period, this would have been shortly before I graduated high school. It would have been in my wheelhouse. So it's kind of bugging me that I just don't remember that much of it. Do you remember anything about Willow?
Oh, yeah. I remember I really liked it at the time. I don't know how much water it would hold nowadays.
Okay.
Like if I went back and watched it, I might be, you know, like, it's not as fun as I remember it. But like you, I had a lot of those same interests in movies, like a lot of the sword and the sorcery type stuff, you know, the Dungeons and Dragons adventures and whatnot, all those kinds of movies.
Did you play D&D?
I really didn't.
Okay, I think I'd asked you that before.
Yeah, I tried a couple times, but I got into the computer game Wizardry.
Right, yeah, so yeah, we talked about that.
It's basically, it was just D&D on the computer.
Right.
So it was before they actually made D&D into an actual video game down the road. But
now, if we want to talk about Ultima of Revenge of the Enchantress, then okay, I got a lot to say. But
yeah,
no,
yeah,
go ahead.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I really did like this movie at the time. And I remember certain things that stood out for me, and it was, I can't remember what they're called, but they're two, like, they're almost like fairies, like fairy size people. They're little. And I can't remember what they were called. They had a name for that species of people or whatever, but Kevin Pollak was one of them. And he was freaking hysterical as these two together. They were hysterical as the comedy relief in this.
What, Kevin Pollak and who?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was – might have been Mark Northover. I don't know.
And just to remind the listener is I'm trying my best not to touch the computer when we're talking about these movies. I don't want to put up an IMDb screen and read the details of it. Because I think it's going to be a lot more fun to go through these 140 essential 80s movies with trying to rely on as much of my memory as possible. So that's the reason why I'm asking stupid questions.
I want to say, I think it was, could have been Rick Overton, either Frangine or Rule. I know Kevin Pollak. That was one of the little guys, but I can't remember the other character's name. From one of the little guys. And I remember watching Kevin Pollak on, dude, that guy's, he's always funny in the movies that he's in, the roles that he plays. He's really, I like Kevin Pollak a lot. You know, from his work, even in like a few good men.
Oh, I liked him in The Usual Suspects.
Yeah. He was also in, he was funny in Wayne's World too. Also small part, but, he's just a funny dude. Anyway, So overall, I enjoyed the movie back in the day, and it might be interesting to try to watch it again. I don't know. It might completely fall short.
I'm just wondering if you'd even be able to find it anywhere. Like Netflix or something.
I thought I saw it either on Netflix or Willow. Willow.
Find it on Willow.
Netflix or Prime not too long ago. Within the last few years.
Okay.
So it was out there.
I mean, it's at 123, so I mean, it's not high up on the list. I mean, we're still on the back end of this whole...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think, I mean... What did they say? It's a state-of-the-art special effects and appealing performance from Warwick Davis. Can't quite save Willow from its slow pace and generic story.
It is a generic story.
Okay. Do you remember what the story was?
Yes. They had to rescue a baby that was like special blood or special royalty or something like that.
Okay. And so they had to save Anakin Skywalker.
Yes. They found it floating... It washed up in a river, kind of like Moses, you know.
Okay. So it had some biblical kind of.
Yeah, some similarities, and I also equate it a little bit to Star Wars, like you said, Anakin.
Okay.
I also.
So this kid had the Force. Basically. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't really have any special powers, but there was something special about the baby. I can't remember what it was. I can't remember why it was special.
Okay.
It was supposed to be like a, what do you call that? Like a prophecy. I think she's like a prophecy child, like this child, like almost like Jesus Christ, you know?
The chosen one.
It was like, yeah, it was like prophesied that this child would come and bring peace to the kingdom or something, you know. And then there was the evil person that wanted to kill the baby.
Okay.
And trying, it was all throughout the movie, they're just trying to save, keep the baby from being
killed.
Basically taken and killed by the other, by the bad guys.
So it's a
commonly used storyline.
Yeah.
With a couple little twists. So, you know, it was, you know, a species of dwarves, you know, that found the baby. And then Val Kilmer's this warrior that's, you know, basically Han Solo or.
Okay.
You know, he's got the sarcastic comments. You've got the two little guys. This is Star Wars, dude.
So he's the two little
guys are R2 and C-3PO, you know?
So he's the rogue. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So then what does that make Warwick?
Oh, Warwick's the hero.
He's Luke.
He's like, yeah, he's Luke, basically.
Okay. All right. Mm. Okay. Now, I wonder if this is Ron Howard's first movie that he directed.
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm not going to look it up. I'm just not going to do it. But, I mean, it sounds like, though, this is kind of not one of his high points.
Yeah. I think he did much better once he started getting into working in the war movies, you know?
Pretty much once he can cast Tom Hanks, he was good. Just put Tom Hanks in anything, and he's got a good movie.
Yeah.
All right. So, anything else on Willow?
No, not really. I think it was cool at the time, also because it was, you know, Val Kilmer was popular at the time.
Yeah.
Coming out of Real Genius and Top Gun, and this is 88.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Val Kilmer was definitely in his. In the zone there in the late 80s. Yeah.
Sure.
And Real Genius. Oh my God. He was awesome in that. I loved him in that movie. One of my faves. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to remind everybody we have a website out there. It's BanzaiRetroClub.com, BANZAI. Go check that website out. It's got links to a bunch of cool shit that we hope you enjoy. So this is us going to sign out. hope you have a good whatever and be excellent to each other. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Danielson!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 On the next Essential Movies episode, we're going to, spoiler alert, talk about how Optimus Prime dies.